Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will discuss events during the Highland Clearances. During the 1700s and 1800s, large numbers of crofters and their families were forced out of their homes and their land. This is known as the Highland Clearances. Throughout the 1700s and 1800s, life in the Highlands could be very hard. Most people worked in the farming or fishing industries and made little money. And as a result, this led to a very low standard of living. In particular, housing was of an extremely poor standard. At this same time, the people who worked in farms generally worked on something that was known as a croft. A croft was a small piece of land which was rented from a landlord. Crofters tended to be very poor, and as a result often could not pay their rent to the landlords. As a result, many landlords felt that having crofters was not a good financial idea. Instead, they wanted to use this land for sheep farming or deer hunting, which would make them more money. The sheep, for example, could be sold for meat and wool. In order to allow this to happen, crofters were evicted from their homes to make way for the sheep, including the Great Cheviot. Other Highland areas became deer hunting estates. The crofters that did not leave the Highlands had much less chance of getting work and slid even further into deepest poverty. Some crofters chose to leave, especially if the landlord raised the rent in order to force them to do this. Others took money from their landlord to allow them to move abroad or to other parts of Scotland. However, people that refused to move were often forcibly evicted, and the net result was that sometimes their homes would be burned down in order to prevent them from returning. There was huge anger at being burned out by the landlord and their agents, and as a result this often ended up in riots. Older crofters that did not want to move sometimes stayed near their homes and were found starving or frozen to death. Some landlords claimed that the only reason they moved crofters off their land was to help them start a better life elsewhere, rather than the poverty in which they lived. As evidence, they pointed to the famine caused by the 1840s potato blight, where many farmers ultimately found they could no longer make a living. In the 1880s, the government conducted an investigation, which was known as the Napier Commission, and this examined all the effects of the clearances. As a result, in 1886 the Crofters Holding Act was passed, and this ultimately led to the end of forced evictions and the Highland Clearances.